Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Serving the body. Last week, we were reminded that sanctification, or as I like to call it, saintification, is an ongoing process that usually involves the help of other saints. There's something else we need to do with other saints. Serve them. We are all part of the same body, so it is beneficial for the whole body if we care for every part of the body. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25, and Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. In order to serve others, we are going to have to check our attitude. We have been called to have the attitude that Jesus had about the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29, Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 7, and John chapter 13, verses 3 through 5 and 14 through 17. We must all know, I have a gift. Notice the phrase, each of you, in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. And I must use my gift to serve the body of Christ, Luke chapter 17, verse 10. In the early church, we see so much togetherness that they rewrote the definition of the Greek word koinonia. See Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Here's what koinonia looks like in the church. 1. Testifying in the church, Psalm chapter 40, verses 9 and 10. 2. Being present with saints outside of church. From Acts chapter 20 through chapter 28, the pronouns we and us are used over 80 times. Paul was blessed simply by Luke being with him, just as saints are blessed when you are truly with them. 3. Love notes when a saint is absent. The Apostle John was brilliant at this. Look at his three epistles. He uses the phrase, dear children, 9 times in 1 John. He uses the phrase chosen lady or dear lady twice in 2 John, and in 3 John he uses the phrase dear friend 4 times. And 4, hospitality whenever it's needed. Be a place of healing and refreshment for the saints God has placed in your life, just as Philemon did. Philemon chapter 1, verses 2 through 7 and verse 22. What a testimony it is when we live this way. Remember, the sanctification process brings fruitfulness, joyfulness, and an enhanced testimony. I love this quote from Richard Stearns. The beautiful simplicity of our faith is that it distills down to the exact same bottom line for both the brilliant theologian and the 5-year-old child. Love God and love each other. Period. Everything else derives from that. If you've missed either the B or the A messages in our series, Basic Christianity, I've shared links to those messages in the show notes.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.